Today's daf is Menachis daf Kuf Aleph, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, the 12th perek of Meseches Menachis, the second to last perek, perek HaMenachos VeHanesachim in the middle of daf Kuf Amid Beis. So the topic of today's daf is going to be one of the more obscure subcategories and sub-sugyas within the world of Kachin, and that is the idea that one can be poyde hektish. So if somebody has something that's hektish, there's a concept of transferring the kedusha from that item onto something else. That something else is now going to become kaddish like the original thing was, and the thing that had originally been kaddish is going to, at least on some level, be yotze l'chulin. And I think that this daf really requires a tiny bit of an introduction. So we've mentioned many times throughout the limud of kachim and over the years that all kachim can be divided into two groups: kachim mizbeach and kachim bedek habayis. Kachim mizbeach is when somebody is makdish something, and the nature of the kedusha is such that this thing now has to go towards the Mizbeach. Kachei Bedek HaBayis is when somebody is makdish something, and the nature of the Kedusha is that it's going to go for hektish, but for everything other than the Mizbeach. So for example, for the maintenance and the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, to maybe make certain payments. The point is, Kachei Mizbeach is when the hektish is for the Mizbeach proper. Kachei Bedek HaBayis is when the hektish is for everything else. Within the world of Kachei Mizbeach itself, it can further be subdivided into two groups: what's known as Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Damim respectively. Kedushas HaGuf is when something is Kaddish, it's Kachei Mizbeach, but the Guf itself was sanctified for it to go on the Mizbeach. The classic example is your good old-fashioned carbon. Somebody has an animal, a sheep, he's makdish it to be a carbon. This sheep itself now is kaddish b'kedushas, whatever carbon it is. It's kachei mizbeach, because a carbon goes on the mizbeach, and you wanted this sheep to go on the mizbeach. As a result, the guf itself was meant to be on the mizbeach, hence it would be kaddish, kachei mizbeach, kedushas haguf. What would be if somebody says, I want to donate $1,000 towards Kachei Mizbeach? Over there, the money would now have a din of Kachei Mizbeach, because he clearly stipulated that he wants this money not to just be able to be used at free discrimination of whatever the Gizbar decides he wants to use it for. No, I want this to go towards Karbonos in the Mizbeach. I want it to go on the Mizbeach. But you can't take a dollar bill and put it on the Mizbeach. You would have to take the money, purchase whatever it is that's going to go on the Mizbeach, and put that thing on the Mizbeach. So the money is considered to be Kaddish be Kedushas Mizbeach, but at the same time, it's not Kedushas HaGuf, because the Guf itself, the Heftza, is not going in the Mizbeach. Rather, the value that this money represents is ultimately going to have to make its way onto the Mizbeach. So you'll have to take the $1,000, you'll have to purchase something that can then go on the Mizbeach, so that we look at the money as being Kaddish, Kachem is Mizbeach, but at the same time, not Kedushas HaGuf, because the money itself is not going on the Mizbeach, but rather it would be Kaddish B'Kedushas Dam. So there's Kachem is Mizbeach and Kachem Bedek HaBayis, and within Kachem is Mizbeach, there's Kedushas HaGuf and there's Kedushas Dam. Just to make one point clear, and that is the whole concept of Kedushas HaGuf is really only nogeya when you're discussing Kedushas Mizbeach. When you're discussing Kachei Bedek HaBayis, it's all Kedushas Damim. And the reason is because Kachei Bedek HaBayis, there's nothing inherent about taking this gold and putting it on the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. By the Mizbeach, there's a chshivas to taking this thing and being makrivit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus, there's an idea of where the thing itself is going to go like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kedushas HaGuf, versus where the thing itself is not going to go like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm going to use this thing to purchase something that's going to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the former, it would be Kedushas HaGof. In the latter, it would be Kedushas Mizbeh. Kedushas Damim. If, however, a person was makdish something for Bet HaKabayis, so there, everything, as far as we're concerned, would be treated as Kedushas Damim, not as Kedushas HaGof. Now, if you ask the man on the street, someone that's loosely familiar with basic halachas of Kachim, is there a difference between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Mizbeach? And if so, what is it? The right answer would be that there's a huge difference, many differences, but the overarching one is that Kedushas HaGuf, you can't be Poida. Kedushas Damim, you can be Poida. So if something is Kaddish by Kedushas HaGuf, if you have a carbon, you can't just go ahead and be Poida the carbon. Once this thing was Niskadish by Kedushas HaGuf, the Heftz is Kaddish, there's no way now to go and make this Heftz not Kaddish anymore. If, however, something is Kaddish by Kedushas Damim, then by definition, the Heftz is not Kaddish. It's just that the value of this is Kaddish. So if I want to go ahead and I want to transfer the Kedusha onto something of equal value, that's something that I would be allowed to do. That's, I think, what the popular answer would be if we were to take a survey, and it's a pretty good answer. However, it's not 100% accurate, and really the details and the nuance is very much a topic of today's daf. Just to set up one point, and that is, as it relates to Kedushas HaGuf, you can't be poida. There's one very notable exception. In fact, it's a pasuk in the Torah. In the event that you have a carbon, which means it's kachim mizbeach, and it's kaddish by Kedushas HaGuf, you have an oil, you have a chatas, you have an asham, you have an actual carbon, in the event that carbon gets a mum, you could be poida that carbon. In fact, the Rambam, when he lays out this halacha in his Mishnah Torah, he says mitzvah of toisai. It's not only that you could be poida if you want to, there's actually a mitzvah to go save the value for hektish and to be poida. So inasmuch as it's true when something is kaddish b'kedushas HaGuf, you can't be poida, there's a very notable exception. It's a pasuk in the Torah, let alone sugis and shas, in the event that it has a mum, what's known as psulei hamikdashim at that point, Mutal of Toisai, and in the words of the Rambam, it's actually mitzvah of Toisai. As it relates to Kedushas Damim, that you could be Poida. Could you always be Poida Kedushas Damim? We're going to see in today's daf, it was a major machloikis on the Iran. There is an idea that, yeah, Kedushas Damim, you could be Poida all day, every day. And then after you're Poida, you could be Poida again. Keep on transferring the Kedusha from A to B to C. Isn't it? It's something that you're very much allowed to do. Other Amayram were of the opinion that it's not a Hefkevel. You can't just go ahead and be Poida Kedushas Damim. It's that latter caveat that is actually the primary topic of today's daf. And without any further introduction, Zok the 12th parak of Masechtas Menachos, Zok the Hilige Mishnah. Ha Menachos v'hanesachin. As it relates to Menachos and Nesachim, shenitmu, that became Tomei. Every word matters. So you have a Mincha, you have Nesachim, and they became physically Tomei. Actually, Kijabakli, in the event that they weren't Neskadish yet, Bikli, meaning the Mincha and the Nesachim were not put in the Klisharis yet, that gives it the kedusha that it needs in order to ultimately go on the mizbeach yeshlam pidyon. If you want to be poided, you could be poided. Misha kitcha b'kli. In the event, however, the mincha and the nesachim was put already in a klisharis, so now it has the kedusha that it needs in order to go on the mizbeach yeshlam pidyon. At that point, you can't be poided. So the first halacha of the Mishnah is that when it comes to being poided menachas and nesachim, in the event that they became Tomei, that's the magic word that's going to underpin the whole daf, actually Kitchubakli, in the event that they weren't Niskadish yet in a Klisharis, it could be Poided. Once it was Niskadish in a Klisharis, it can't be Poided anymore. What's the difference if it was Niskadish by Klisharis or if it wasn't Niskadish by Klisharis? Zok the Hilge Rashi, it's the first Rashi in the Perek. If it wasn't Niskadish b'Klisharis, it's still Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim, you could be Poida. If it was Niskadish b'Klisharis, now it has the Kedusha that it needs in order to go on the Mizbeach. Now it becomes Kaddish b'Kedushas HaGuf. Once it's Kaddish b'Kedushas HaGuf, Eilam Pidyon, at that point you can't be Poida anymore. Now, just to bring out one subtlety, because the subtleties in the daf today very, very much matter. When it comes to an animal, a behemoth, that behemoth, as soon as you make it kaddish to go on the mizbeach, harezu oila, it's kaddish b'kedushas HaGuf, whether it's niskadish b'kli or it's not niskadish b'kli. The etzem bitoy of making it an oila, that gives it kedushas HaGuf. But when it comes to mincha nesachin, it has to be niskadish b'kli in order for it to have kedushas HaGuf. Hence, that's what the Mishnah says. If it was actually kitcha b'kli, it's still kedushas damim yeshleim pidlin. Once it was already Miskadish Beklin, then it's Kadosh Bektushas Aguf. At that point, ain't Lam Pinyan. This is all true for Menachis and Asachin. Next part of the Mishnah, the Sefer HaOifos, the HaEitzim, VaHalavoino, VeKlishares, Mishin Nitmahu. When they become Tameh, ain't Lam Pinyan. Halacha is that they don't have Pinyan. And it doesn't matter if they were kitchabikli or they were not kitchabikli. And the reason is shalei nemer pidyon el b'behema. Because the only time there's a concept of being able to be poida, Rashi says, kedushas haguf, very important insert from Rashi, is if we're dealing with a behema. And being that oifos, eitzim, levoin, and klisharis are not behemas, in those situations, the halach is, you would not be able to be poided. Now, the safe of the Mishnah is very sasum. The pshat in the Sefer of the Mishnah is very much going to play itself out in the daf, but let's just read it again and recap it. So the Reish of the Mishnah talked about Menachas and Nesachim, very straightforward. Actually, Kitcha B'Kli, it's Kedushas Domim, Yesh Lam Pinyan. Once it's Kitcha B'Kli, it's Kedushas Aguf. At that point, Ein Lam Pinyan. The next part of the Mishnah talks about Oifos Eitzim, Levoin, and Klisharis. There the Mishnah seems to say that even if it was not Niskadish B'Kli, still Ein Lam Pinyan. And the reason is, Shalei Nemar Pinyan, Zokter Ashit, B'Kedushas Aguf, Elo B'Behema. It's going to be mavur in the Gemara that this time of the Mishnah, shalei nemar pidyon ela bebehema, is only explaining the first of the four things mentioned in the Sefer the Mishnah. So the Sefer the Mishnah mentions oifos, eitzim, levoin, and klisharis as it relates to why you can't be poida oifos, it's shalei nemar pidyon ela bebehema. And essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that although, like we mentioned in the introduction, that a behema balas mum, even though it's Kodesh Bekdusha Sagov, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says that there's a parasha opinion that's only true by a behema based on a limud, but when it comes to oifos, there you would not have this halacha. So what the Mishnah is saying is that as it relates to oifos, ain't lehem pidyon. Why? Because it's Kaddish B'Kedusha Zaguf. For 1 second. Just because the oif is Kaddish B'Kedusha Zaguf, does that mean there's no pidyon? A behema that's Kaddish B'Kedusha Zaguf, when it's a balas mum, does have pidyon. The Teretz says, yeah, shalei nemer pidyon ela b'behema. But as it relates to the next three parts of the Mishnah, ha'etzim, ha'levoina, and klishares, on that the Mishnah is not explaining that it's, oh, because shalei nemer pidyon ela b'behema. In fact, the reason for that is going to be a machlokes amiram. The reason for that is going to very much be discussed in the course of the Gemara. And just to explain a little bit, why shalei nemar pidyon ela behema can't be the explanation for that. Because shalei nemar pidyon ela behema is just an explanation for why, if you have kedushas aguf, that's a mum, that loch is he can't be poida. What the Mishnah is saying regarding eitzim, levoina, and klishares is that even if it was not niskadish bekli, we're contrasting it to menachas and nesachin, even if it wasn't niskadish bekli, still it's eilam pidyon. Now, if it wasn't niskadish bekli, then it's kedushas damim. And kedushas damim, you could always be poida. So why in the world would the halacha be that eitzim, levoina, klishares, he can't be poida? And the reason can't be shalei nemar pidyon ela b'behema. That halacha of nemar pidyon ela b'behema is halacha, like Rashi says, Kedushas Aguf, Baal Las Mum, where there's a pasuk in the Torah that says you could be poida. The Rambam says a mitzvah to be poida the behema when it comes to oifos not. But that's a sugya in Kedushas Aguf. Eitzim Levoina and Klishares actually Neskacha Bekli is Kedushas Domin. By the way, Eitzim and Levoina could be Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Domin, right? Because the Eitzim and Levoina went on the Mizbech. Klishares never went on the Mizbech. Klishares is always Kedushas Domin. So for sure, when we say Shalei Nebe Pidyon Ela Behema, it's an explanation only on oifos. It's not an explanation on Eitzim, Levoina, and Klisharis, which means the Mishnah never explained why Menachas and Nesachim actually Kitchu B'Kli is Yesh Lam Pinyan. But when it comes to Eitzim, Levoina, and Klisharis, there the halach is Ein Lam Pinyan. The Mishnah gave a reason Shalei Nemar Pinyan Ela B'Behema, but it's just Muchach from learning Mishnayis that could only be a reason for Oifos. It can't be a reason for Eitzim, Levoina, and Klisharis, which means that we're walking away from the Mishnah with a halba meisa. We don't understand at this point what's the difference between menachis and nesachin on the one hand versus eitzim levoina klisharis on the other hand. One other thing that's worth mentioning is ha'oifis va'eitzim va'levoina v'klisharis mishenitmahu. Right? When these things became tome, ain't lehem pidyon. Eitzim could become tome, levoina could become tome, klisharis could become tome. Oifis can't become tome. And the reason oifis can't become tome is because a baal chai can't be tome. The only baal chai that could become tome is a human being. Right? Tumas meis. But in terms kinds of animal and animal b'chai can never become tame. So when it says mishenitmu, it must be referring to etzim levoin and klishares. These are heftzes, as opposed to oifos, which is a b'chai. In fact, the Shittim Gubetzes takes out the word mishenitmu. Yeah, we're going to try not to get too bogged down in the nuance. The daf is challenging enough without it. But again, just to be mefarish the Mishnah properly, when it says mishenitmu, oifos, mishenitmu, there's no such thing. And a chinami, nitmu is either a word that should be omitted from the Mishnah, that's the girs of the Shittim Gubetzes, Rashi seemed to be girs, and in which case it's being mefarish only the Eitzim, the Levoina, and the Klisharis. Either way, the first part of the Mishnah, the Reisha, which discuss Menachis and Nesachim. So the Mishnah said, HaMenachis v'Nesachim, Shen Nitmu, that became Tomei, actually Kitchub Kli, Yesh Lom Pidyon, why? Because it's Kedushas Domit. Mishnah Kitchub Kli, at that point it's Kedushas Aguf, Ein Lom Pidyon, it's not going to be Poida. From the wording of the Mishnah, it sounds like the only time you could be poida, menachas and nesachim, actually kitchub akli, when it's kedushas damim, is if it was nitmo. If, however, it didn't become tame, at that point you wouldn't be able to be poida. Now, why could you be poida, menachas and nesachim, actually kitchub akli? Because it's only kedushas damim. But it sounds like there's a limitation to your ability to be poida kedushas damim. It's dafka ha-menachas va nesachim she nitmo. Shmuel is going to make this diak, and he's going to make a comment on it. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said that even though from the Mishnah it's mashma, that ha-menachas va nesachim she nitmo. Tafka, if it was nitmo, actually kitchub akli yesh lom pidyon. Afilu hein toyrim niftan. It's not true. You could always be poida kedushas damim. There's no limitation. Even if it was tar, my time. Well, what's the reason? Because kamadle kachub akli kedushas damim nino. Because hamenachis vanesachim actually kitchub akli is kedushas damim. The kedushas damim niftan. You could always be poida. Ay vaha nitmo tana. And said Shmuel, it says in the Mishnah hamenachis vanesachim shen nitmo. Said Shmuel, who adin dafka afteloi nitmo. Really, the halachas true. Even if it wasn't nitmo, I did the kabbai missing the sefer. But you want to know why the Mishnah said nitmo? Because the Mishnah wanted to tell me the next words, not the seifa as in the oifos eitzim levoin and klishar is part of the Mishnah, but the next words in the Mishnah. What were the next words in the Mishnah? Mishakitcha bekli elohim pidyon. That once it's niskadish bekli at that point, there's no pidyon. Why not? Because when it's niskadish bekli, it's kedusha sagov. The Mishnah wanted to tell me that even if it's Tomei, still you wouldn't be able to be Poida the Kedusha Sago. So being that the Mishnah wanted to tell me that when it's in Skadish Bekli, being that it's Kaddish Bekdusha Sago, at that point, even if it's Tomei, you can't be Poida. So Tomei Nami Reisha, Shenitmu, actually Kitcha Bekli. So Agav, the Mishnah told me something somewhat inaccurate, right? Poetic symmetry over halachic accuracy. And the Mishnah said, Amenachas v'anesachim shenitmu, even if it wasn't nitmu, the halacha would be the same. But the Gemara says, you're telling me that when it says Amenachas v'anesachim shenitmu in the Reisha, it's a toss. Very, very misleading, because even if it wasn't nitmu. Why did it say nitmu? Agav the sefer. I'll befreit the Gemara, hanami pshita l'chayra. I don't understand why you would have to say nitmu for the sefer either. So if I don't need it for the Reisha, I don't need it for the sefer. What's going on over here? Now, why don't I need it for the sefer? It sounds like a nice Chiddush, that you would have thought that when it's Kaddish b'Kedushas Aguf, maybe if it's Tomei, it's going to be different. Oh, but the Gemara says, no, anami pshita, because Kedushas Aguf, no. And we know you can never be paid in Kedushas Aguf. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Is it true you can never be paid this Kedushas Aguf? No, it's so. I mean, I would have thought, Hayul Balmum Ikri Tomei, being that you find the Torah refers to a Balmum as being Tomei. And by the way, you know where the Torah refers to a Balmum as being Tomei? In the parsha of being able to be Poida. Kedusha Saguf, that's a Balmum. But either way, being that you find that a Balmum is called Tomei, so Tomei, Nami Kabalmum Domi. So you would have thought that a Tomei is like a Balmum. The Afal Gaf, the Kaddish, Kedusha Saguf, so that I would have thought that even if it's Kaddish, Kedusha Saguf, Abakin Nafal Bay Mum, but in the event that it becomes Mum, Mifrik, we know that Allah is you could be poided, Sahaninami. If you have something that's Kaddish, Kedusha Saguf, and it becomes Tomei, Lifrik maybe should be able to be poided as well. Kamash Malon, that's why the mission needed to tell me a Chiddish. That once it's Kaddish, B'Kedushas Aguf, even if it's Tomei, you can't be poided, even though Tomei is like a Balmum, and a Balmum, Kaddish, B'Kedushas Aguf, you could be poided. So you would have thought when it's Tomei as well, it's different. And the reason is, what's the Kamash? The Lavkiyai Tomei Kai Rachman Balmum. That even though it's true the Torah refers to Balmum as a Tomei, so it sounds like a Tomei is a Balmum, it sounds like they're somewhat interchangeable, but not with regards to this halacha. And you know why? The Miklisharis Lay Ashkechon the Mifrik. Because even a regular Behema, that's Kaddish B'Kedushas Aguf, that develops a Baal Mum with Allah is that you could be poided. Again, Pasuk in Torah, Rama says it's even a mitzvah, but it's only actually in Iskadish beklisharis. Rashi says once you do the Shechita, the Sakin is a klisharis. By the way, is the Sakin really a klisharis? Vadvar matikin. But once you do the Shechita and the Sakin is a klisharis, at that point, Yizicha can't be poided. So too, when it comes to Menachas and Nesachim, Mishakichu bekli, even though you tell me a Shtekel Torah, I know it's Kadish beklisharis Aguf, but it became Tomei, and being that it became Tomei, and a Tumma is like a Baal Mum, so I would have thought that maybe you should be able to be poided. The Teretz is Baal Mum Gufa. Once it's Niskadish, Biklisharis, at that point you can't be poided anymore. So too over here, when it comes to Niskadish, Biklisharis, and it's Tomei, you would not be able to be poided. Says the Gemara. We just mentioned that Baal Mum is Ikri Tomei, right? That's the Havamina, that maybe even if it's Niskadish, Kedusha Zaguf, but if it's Tomei, maybe to be able to be poided. So the Gemara says, Baal Mum, Hech Ikri Tomei. Where do you find that a Baal Mum is called Tomei? The Tanya, it's a Bryce. It says, Vim kol behemet meya, ashalo yakrivam mimenu karban la'ashem, and the Hemshech of the pasuk is vehemidas habehemel lifnei hakoyin veherech hakoyin oisav bein tovu bein rock erkach hakoyin ken yid. There's a concept of being poided. So the Torah is talking about a behemah tmeya, and you can be poided the behemah tmeya. Says the price. So what is this behemah tmeya? Bebalei mum sheniftem akasam edaber. It's talking about a balmum, and the pasuk saying that this balmum you can be poided. Atoyim balei mum sheiftu. You're telling me that the pasuk is coming to tell me that a balmum you can be poided. Meaning the tmeya over here means it's a balmum. Or ain't elu bebehemah tmeya mamish. Maybe the behemah tmeya means over here a non-kosher animal. Now it can't be that it's tamei because it came in contact with a sheretz, right? With a mace, because we're dealing with a live animal. Live animal we mentioned earlier. Bal chayim ainon nasin tmeya. So there is, however, another option, and that is that maybe we're dealing with a non-kosher animal, but the Gemara says it can't be, because Keshuaymer, the Pasuk says, later in that parashah, Vim bebehema hatmeya ufada be'erkecha. Now that behemetmeya, behemetmeya amur, that's talking about a regular non-kosher animal. Rashi says, like a horse, a camel, a donkey, like a gehedig, a non-kosher animal. Hamani b'kayimam kol behemetmeya. So what's this other parashah? You can't have two parashahs talking about non-kosher animals. All I need is one. So this behemetmeya must be something else. Bebalimumim sheyiftu akasim edad. It must be coming to tell me that a Baal Mum is considered a behemah tmeya, kamash one that you could be poided even though it's kaddish pektusha zagov. Yochel, you would have thought, zok the brayse vayta yiftu al mum oifer, that not only if the mum is a mum kavur, it's a permanent mum, maybe if it's a temporary mum, a transient mum, it would be the same thing. Talmud loymer it says ashe lo yakrivu menu karben lashem. What does it mean? Lo yakrivu misha inu krevu lashem kalika, only something that can never be brought. Yotzuzusha inu krevu ayam krevu lamalach, as opposed to something that can't be brought today but won't be able to be brought tomorrow. But the bottom line is, in the Iker Parsha that mentions that you can be poyed the Kedusha Sagof when it's a Baal Mum, the Torah refers to the animal not as a Baal Mum. The Torah refers to it as Vim Kol Behema Tmeya. So you would have thought, just closing the loop and coming full circle, that if the Torah, when it describes Kedusha Saguf, that you could be poita, describe the Baal Mum as a Tmeya, so you would have thought a regular Tmeya would be the same thing. So maybe HaMenachis V'HaNesachim Shenitmu, even Mishakitshu B'Kli Yeshlem Pidyon. I is Kaddish B'Kedusha Saguf once it's Kitshu B'Kli, and where do you find Pidyon? I'll tell you where you find Pidyon. You find it by a Baal Asmum. It's a parish in the Torah. Yeah, but that's a Baal Asmum. It's not a Tomei. Yeah, but look how the Torah describes the Baal Asmum. Them called Behema Tmeya. So you would have thought that really the koiveya is the tumma. So menachas and esachin, where they become tamei, I would have had a havamina. Maybe the halach is you can go ahead and you can be poided. Kamash malah not. And why not? Not because the tzushal is not a good tzushal, but the life ki I tamei kai rachmano labalim mum the miklisharis liachchan amifrek. Because once it's already in the skadish beklisharis, at that point it's different. At that point you don't even find by a bal mum this concept of being able to be poided. It's for that reason, certainly when it comes to your regular tamei, you would not be able to be poided either way. So the Gemara began with Shmuel. Shmuel said that HaMenachos V'HaNesachim SheNitmuhu Adshalai Kitsh B'Kli Yeshlem Pidyon, the word SheNitmuhu as it relates to Adshalai Kitsh B'Kli Yeshlem Pidyon is a misnomer. It's Lav Dafka. Even if it's Loi Kitsh B'Kli Da'Loch, even if it's not Nitma, Da'Loch is Yeshlem Pidyon. Why then did it say HaMenachos V'HaNesachim SheNitmuhu? It only said it because of the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah was Mishakitsh B'Kli Ein Lahem Pidyon. And that's a chiddush, even if it's nitmu, because you would have thought that tumma is like a baal mum. So the Mishnah wanted to say nitmu in the sefer, so we mentioned already nitmu. But really, hamenachos v'hanesachim, even if it was loy nitmuhu, The halach is actually kitchbal kliyesh lampidyan, and the reason is because you could always be poyet the kedushas dam. Okay, what's Shmuel coming lafuke? He's coming lafuke that maybe what the Mishnah is saying is that you can't always be poyet the kedushas dam. Maybe the only time you can be poyet the kedushas dam is if there's some blemish, there's something wrong with it. It's impure, it's tame. Hamenachas vanesachim shenitmu. Maybe it's only over there the halach is that where it's kodesh be kedushas dam yesh lampidyan. Of dem kum tzezog and Shmuel. Well, Hoytzimili, but no. That when it said Shenitmu, it only mentioned it because of the Sefer, but as it relates to Achla Kitcha Bakli, being that all it is Kedusha's Damim, the halacha is, even if it was Tahar, Afilu Tahirin, the halacha is, if you want to be pointed, you could be pointed. The Gemara now is going to ask two kashas on Shmuel. The first kasha is going to be from our Mishnah, the second kasha is going to be from a Braisa. Just to set it up even further, afterwards the Gemara is going to bring Amiram that will chaylik on Shmuel. So what's going to emerge is that Shmuel's halacha is really b'machloikis shnuya. There's going to be two great sakashas on Shmuel. Additionally, what's going to emerge is that from this discussion between Shmuel and the Maksha, who will be able to give names to at the end of the sugya, what's going to emerge is two very distinct ways how to learn our Mishnah. So we'll go through kasha number one, which is the longer kasha, then we'll do kasha number two, then we'll see who the chalkim are, and then Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach will recap the machloikis and learn the Mishnah again. Say aliba de Shmuel and say aliba to his Baal Plukta. Says the Gemara Moisev, Rav Huna Bar Manoach. Rav Huna Bar Manoach asked the Kasha on Shmuel. The Mishnah said, the safe of the Mishnah. This is the real safe of the Mishnah. Yeah, what were the words of the safe of the Mishnah? If it's by Itzav Alavayna Vakli Shari Shinitmu, Ain't Lahem Pidyin, Shiloi Nemar Pidyin, Ela Pibahema. Said Rav Huna Bar Manoach, Bishloi Ma'oifos. I understand that the reason of the Mishnah, it works for Oifas, because Kedushas HaGuf Ninu, Oifas HaKedushas HaGuf. And essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that the only time there's a concept of being able to be paid to Kedushas HaGuf is Behema Balasmon. What about an Oif? No. What if the Oif is a Balmon? Oichnesh. Right? That's essentially the reason of the Mishnah. And like we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah, the reason of the Mishnah is explaining only the Oifas part of Oifas, Eitzim, Levoina, and Klisharis. It doesn't explain Eitzim, Levoina, and Klisharis. Ela Eitzim, Levoina, and Klisharis. But as it relates to Eitzim and Levoina and Klisharis, Lifriku, the Mishnah never explained why you can't be Poided. And Nachman, let's say this clear. In the Reish of the Mishnah, Hamenachis Vanesachin, we said, Achloin Kitchub Kli Yeshlin Pidyan. And it's only Mishnah Kitchabakli Ein L'Mpinyan. In the safe of the Mishnah, Eitzim Levoina and Klisharis, you can never be poided. It sounds like even if it was like Kitchabakli, meaning even if it's Kedusha's Dam, right? That's the Kasha. So why not? Why can you be poided if it's Kedusha's Dam? Oif is, Aichap is always Kedusha's Aguf. The minute you makdish the Oif, it's automatically Kadosh B'Kedusha's Aguf. And even though there isn't a concept of being poided Kedusha's Aguf B'Behema, but does like the Mishnah, it's like Nebbinyan Alba B'Behema. But not by Oifus. But as it relates to Eitzim Levoina and Klisharis, the Mishnah never explained it. So we got to figure this out on our own. Says Rav Huna Bar Manoach, what's Pashab Shat? What's Pashab Shat? Again, Elo Eitzim Levoina and Klisharis Lifrik. Elo laughs. He says, I'll tell you what Pshat must be. Mishum de Tahirim Ba'alma Einiftim. The reason must be because those things are treated as being Tahar. Meaning, it must be based on a premise that Tahirim Ba'alma, you can't be paid the Kedusha's Dam, the Hani Nami, and these things, Afal Gafte Nitmu, even if they are Tame, because these things could be Tame, Mechtesin and not Tame. In fact, the Mishnah said, Ha'ifas Ve'itzin Valavane Ve'klisharis Mishenitmu, right? They for sure are Tame. But these things, even though they're Tame, Kitahirim Damu, they're like their Tahar. In Halacha, Klape, the din that you could only be paid the Kedushas Damim when it's Tameh, we would view them as Tar. Why? The Eitzim Levoina is a little wordy. As a matter of fact, the Shita Mekubetzes takes out these next two lines. We'll read it, but as we'll see, it's a little wordy. The Eitzim Levoina, Lav B'nei Ashfuyu Uchleninu. Eitzim Levoina are not Oichel. Some say, even if you gyrus these lines, it's Eitzim Levoina, Lav Uchleninu. Not Lav B'nei Ashfuyu Uchleninu. Not even sure what that means. But either way, Eitzim Levoina, Lav B'nei Ashfuyu Uchleninu. These things are not Oichlen. And being that they're not oichel, really, they should never even be able to become tame. There's a halacha that the only time something can become tame is if it's an oichel or a keli, right? Mesechtas machshirim, mesechtas kelim. Eitzim and levoina are just eitzim and levoina. And as a result, they're not oichlin, they're not kelim. Elo, the reason they're shayach to becoming tamei is because chibas hakodesh mashfuluhu ochla. It's because there's a chiddush in kachem called chibas hakodesh, which says that when something is kaddish, it has the ability to become tamei, even though it's not something that, based on the regular rules and regulations of tumah, should be able to become tamei. It's not to have a pasuk v'habasal or avis esoitzim. But the bottom line is, we know there's an idea called chibas hakodesh that even something that's not a keli, it's not a noichel, has the ability to become tamei. But the Gemara continues and says, if that's the case, the Eitzim, when it comes to wood, until the wood was shaped and until it was cut to the point where you could actually put it on the Mizbech, you could put it on the Marocha, it's not yet mukhshar to go on the Mizbech. As a result, the Halacha of Chibas HaKodesh doesn't apply yet. And if the Halacha of Chibas HaKodesh doesn't apply yet, well, at that point, it has no ability to become Tomei. Levoina Nami, as it relates to Levoina as well. Kamadoloi Kitcha Biklisharis, until it becomes Kaddish Biklisharis, Loi Miskashra, it doesn't become Mukhsha yet, Lekabel Toma, and the reason is because you don't have the halacha yet of Chibas HaKodesh. Klisharis Nami, we'll explain this in a minute, and as it relates to Klisharis also, even when it becomes Tomei, Hoyo V'islahu Ta'ira B'mikvah, being that it's something that you could always be Mitarin the Mikvah, that too is not considered tameh. In other words, what does this all mean? Masiv Rav Huna bar Menayach. Rav Huna bar Menayach asked the kasha. He said that according to you, Shmuel, that you hold that even tahirin kedushas damim, you could be paid. And when the mishnah said Menachas v'Nasach Shenitmu, it only mentioned it agav the sefer. But as it relates to the kedushas damim alone, you could always be paid. Well, according to you, how do you explain eitzim levayin and klishares mishenitmu ein lam pidyon? I have no havana in the world. What would be pashib shah? Why you can't be paid? What does he mean? He says, Bishleim, if you're going to tell me that the only time you can be paid the Kedushas Damim is if it's Tame. But if it's Tahar, then you won't be able to. And when the Mishnah says, Amenachas v'anasachim shenitmu atchalei kitchup b'kli yesh lampedin, it means mishenitmu dafk. Because if it would be Tahar, you wouldn't be able to be paid it. Well, that would explain why Eitzim Levoin and Klishares, that Allah is Ein Lampedin. The reason it's Ein Lampedin, because these things are viewed as being Tahar. And even if they're Nitmu, they're still viewed as being tired. And the reason is because Eitzim and Levoina are two things that Be'etzim shouldn't even be able to become Tameh. The only time they could become Tameh is because of the concept of Chibas HaKodesh. So if they're ready now to go on the Mizbeach, so then there would be a Musig of having Chibas HaKodesh. But if they're not ready, they're not. So as it relates to Eitzim, I could always make the Ikimta that the Seif of the Mishnah is talking about, where the Eitzim are not cut yet, where they're ready to be put on the Mizbeach. If they're not cut yet, where they're ready to be put on the Mizbeach, so you don't have Chibas HaKodesh. You don't have Chibas HaKodesh, even if they're Bechefza Tomei, Sheretz touched it. But they're considered Tahar, because you don't have the Chibas HaKodesh kicking in. As a result, it's Kedushas Damim, true. But at the same time, in a situation where it's not Tomei, because you don't have Chibas HaKodesh, Kedushas Damim, that's Tar, you can't be Paita. As it relates to Levoina, the same thing. The Levoina, if it wasn't put in the Klisharis yet, so it's not Chibas HaKodesh yet. If it's not Chibas HaKodesh yet, it's Tar, Kedushas Damim, that's Tar, you can't be Paita. Klisharis is a little different. Klisharis is a Keli. So because Klisharis is a Keli, it doesn't have to come on to Chibas HaKodesh, but at the same time, Klisharis is Islei Taira B'mikvah. And being that it's Islei Taira B'mikvah, even when it's Tameh, it's so easy to be Metairet. So it's for that reason we look at it as if it's Tar Klapi, the halachis of not being able to be Paidik Tushazdam. A Bezokt Rav Huna Bar Menayach, this is all good if you're going to make the Hanacha that you can't be Paidik Tushazdam when it's Tar. So you'll tell me that the reason Eitzim Levoin and Klisharis, you can't be Paida, is all because we view them as being Tar. And even when they're Tameh, they're Tar. Eitzim Achamayaskinon, where it's not at the point of Chibas HaKodesh, Levoin Achamayaskinon, where it's not the point of Chibas HaKodesh, and Klishares, because it's Islutai B'mikvah, we always view it as being Tar. But according to you, Shmuel, that you hold, that when it's Kaddish B'Kedushas Damim, it doesn't matter if it's Tami, it's Tar, you could always be Paidit. So why Eitzim Levoin and Klishares? Ain't Lampidyan. it's Kedushas Damim. So if it's Kedushas Damim, you should be Pidyon. Now, in a case where it's already Kaddish Kedushas Aguf, so the Eitzim was his Kaddish Kedushas Aguf, or the Levoina was his Kaddish Kedushas Aguf, and a Chanabi. But the whole point of the Seif of the Mishnah is that we don't care. Menachas and Nesachin, it matters. It's Kaddish Kedushas Aguf. It's not. It wasn't the Kli. It wasn't in the Kli. The Seif of the Mishnah, when it comes to Oifis, Eitzim, Levoina, Kli, Shoris, the point is always a problem. The only one I understand is Oifis, because Oifis is always Kaddish Kedushas Aguf, and like Nema Pidyon Elab Behema. So even if it has a Balmum, there's no way. But as it relates to Eitzim, Levoina, and Klishares, these three things, in the event that they're still Kedushas Damim, why in the world should there be no Pidyon? This was Rav Huna Bar Menoyach's kasha that he asked. But the Gemara says, Loi, it's not a kasha. Loi, lam Lachatayim Baal Meniftin. Loi, lam Shmuel's going to tell you that if something is only Kaddish B'Kedushas Damim, even if it's Tahar Niftin. And when the Mishnah said Shenitmu, it only mentioned it Agav the Seif. Vahani. So what's the reason all these things in the Seif of the Mishnah? You can't be paid, huh? It's Mishum de Loi Shechichihu. The reason is because these things are all Loi Shechiach. They're not so easy to come by. It's a very balabatish reason. If Hektish is holding on to a Shir Levoina, they have to hold on to it for dear life. Because if you lose it, it's not going to be so easy to find frankincense at your local supermarket. And as a result, if you have it, you got to stick to it. And the Gemara says, being that these things are loy shchichi, therefore, it's something that Chazal said, ein lehem pidyon. But it's only like a derabbanan, the ge'inyan of ein lehem pidyon. It's not because based on the mechanics of pidyon, you can't be paidit. You can be paidit kedushas damim in the event that it's even tahar. I don't care. The problem is, these are loy shchichi. It's not a din mitzad the kedusha shabai. It's a din mitzad the metziah shabai, the balabatishkeit. These are just things that are hard to come by. So the Gemara says, really, are they so hard to come by? Let's have this conversation. It's not easy to find levayinu, and a valuable klisharis, one that the Beis HaMikdash needs, could be not so easy to find. Ela eitzim, wood. Mishka shchichi, is there a shortage of wood? So the Gemara says, yes. Eitzim namik, even the mamar, being that we said, kol eitzim nimtzabai telas pasul, the gavim mizbeach, any eitz that has a telas literally means a worm, but any eitz that has even some sort of mum inside of it was pasul for the mizbeach, so it's actually not so easy to find wood that's kosher to be put on the mizbeach. Believe it or not, it's not so easy, right? Is it hard to find an esrog? Well, what's the big deal? Really? Go tell that to a person that's looking for an esrog in Chaydejel. Not so easy. It's so hard to find hadassim. I don't know. Find a willow tree. You'll have aravis. Yeah, but you need it to be azoy. And azoy, it's not so easy. So yeah, as much as wood is easy to come by, aber wood that was roy to be put on the mizbeach. You can imagine the bedikas they used to go on. That's not so easy to find. Hilkach loy shchichi is for that reason we view it as loy shchichi. In other words, again, we'll recap this a little bit better soon. But what emerges is, as it relates to the seif of the Mishnah, we have a major machlekes over here between Shmuel and the Makshe, Rav Huna Bar Menoyach, how to understand the chelik of the Mishnah that talks about Eitzim, Levoina, and Klisharis. So the same for the Mishnah was Ha'oifos, for Eitzim, Levoina, and Klisharis, the halach is there's never pidyon. Now, Oifos, the Mishnah gave the reason why there's never pidyon. Again, the Mishnah gave a reason, but only applies to one of the four things. The reason is because Oifos, as soon as you makdish it, it's kaddish b'kedushas aguf, and there's no way to be paid to Oifos, b'kedushas aguf. I can be paid to behemoth, it's true. Abalei never pidyon, al behemoth, when it has a mom, by Oif, you don't have that. Eitzim, Levoina, and Klisharis were not given. What emerges is we have two mahalchim how to learn it. Either you could say it's because Kedush, even though when they're Kedushas, now again, when they're Kaddish by Kedushas Aguf, it's Pasha why you can't be paided. The question is when it's only Kedushas Damim, why can't you be paided? So again, we have two mahalchim. Either it's because the only time you can be paid the Kedushas Damim is if it's Tameh. And these things, even when they're Tameh, we view them as being Tar, per the Arichos in the Gemara. Alternatively, it's simply because they were loy shchiach. And because they were loy shchiach, so Chazal didn't want you to be part of it. It's not because there's an issue with mitzad kedushin, the hilchas pidyon shabbat. It's a very, very simple, practical reason. It's loy shchiach. As a result, Chazal said, don't be part of it. Says the Gemara, Omer Rapapa, this is the second kash on Shmuel. Ish mi'alei l'shmuel. Had Shmuel heard, hadatanya the following price, so that says, Hamatvist Mimil Badakabai is if somebody is Makdish, an animal that's a Tomim, an animal that could technically go on the Mizbech, he's Makdish of the Badakabai is, ain't Poydenoi, so you can't be Poydet El the Mizbech. So if you want to be Poydet, you could, but you have to use the proceeds for Kedusha's Mizbech. And the reason is Shekhala Roy the Mizbech, because if something is Kaddish that's Roy to go on the Mizbech, and he Yoytim Mizbech Loyum, it always maintains its Kedusha's Mizbech. If af al gaf, and it's mashma said Rapapa that this is true, even though the kedushas damim neno, right? Even though it's kedushas damim, Badik Abayi says by definition kedushas damim, and still a niftin, you can't be paided just the way you want to. Why not? Said Rapapa. The reason must be ha'ilu tahirne, probably because these tmimim matar, and being that they're tar, you can't just go ahead and be paided. Now, if this is true, what I just said, that there's a brisa that says you can't be paided Kedusha's damim when it's tar, then this is not like Shmuel. Okay, so what's Rapapa's point? That he Shmuel Eila Shmuel, that Shmuel heard this, Habahadarbe, he would have been Chayza. In other words, Rapapa, in a very roundabout way, asked the Kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel said that you can't be paid the Kedusha's damim when it's tar. Said Rapapa Avakasha, a matvis mimim lebeda kabayis, in paid the noise elam the mizbeach, shkolaroy the mizbeach, in yoitim the mizbeach loilam. It's Kaddish B'Kedushas Damim. Why are you limiting your ability to be paided? Or must be, the reason is, because it's Tahirin, and the only time you can be paided Kedushas Damim is when it's Tar, which is the like of Shmuel. In other words, Rav Papa is asking a kash on Shmuel. He asked it in a very wordy, long-winded, choppy way. Had Shmuel heard about this, he would have been chayzer, like he was so convinced with this kasha. He said, Shmuel must have not known this brisa, because had Shmuel known this brisa, he would have walked away from the table. He would have said, I concede my point. This brisa is mamish, mefurish. Now, the truth is, we're not going to go into this now, but really, if you think about it, it's almost a pella what Rapapa's kasha is, because the brisa says mefurish that you could be paid the kedushas damim, even though it's tar. The brisa just says that when you paid it, you have to use the proceeds for kachim mizbeach. Right? You could be paid then. Maybe Shmuel holds the same way. All Shmuel said was you could be paid the Kedushas Dam. I feel like he's tired. He never spoke about what you're going to use the proceeds for. So I in the Rishonim for Pshat in the Gemara. But the Gemara's Rapapa at least seems to understand that when Shmuel says that you could be paid the Kedushas Dam, I feel like he's tired, it means there's no limitation. You could do whatever you want with it. You could be paid then, it could be Yotzel. You could do whatever you want with the money, right? It's 100% okay. You could do whatever you want with it. L'chayr, from here, you see, you can't do whatever you want with it. You see, there's a limitation. Must be, because there's a limitation in terms of how you pay the Kedushas Dam and Afilu Entayrim. And if that's the case, it's the Loi Kishmul, but the Gemara says it's not true. It says the Gemara that there's no hechrech v'loihi. Shmuel knew about this price of Lehadabe, and he wasn't chayzer from the price. Why not? I'll tell you what. Kislav Amrit, didn't we say earlier that Shmuel is made in our Mishnah, that Eitzim Levain and Klishares, Kedushas Damim, Tahirin, you can't be paid the why? Because it's loy shchiach, and loy shchiach is the balabatish reason why you shouldn't be able to be paid it. So just like we said over there, kimid loy shchiach loy mifriki, hacha nami, so too over here, when it comes to a behema Shmuel held, you're never supposed to be paid a behema, and not use the proceeds for kachim mizbech. And the reason is because kimid the shchiachi mum in the past to be behema. Being that you find that mumin are something that was very shchiach. Why is mumin so shchiach? That filu b'dukin shabayin nami pasli. Because even if it's in the dukin shabayin, in the cataract of the eye, even that would be a problem. So again, it's not so easy to come by these animals. Hilchach lo shchichi. Animals are also lo shchichi. So if you have an animal that can go in the mizbech, you have to use it in some way, shape, or form for the mizbech. That's the inyan over here of not being able to be poided in a way where it's going to be yotzim yedei mizbech lo'olam. But enochi nami mitzad the kedushas damim shabayin. There's no issue. Ay, it's tar. That she. The Shmuel holds that if you want to be paid, you can be paid it, even if it's hard. The bottom line is, till now, we had one sheet in the Gemara. We had Shita Shmuel, who holds that you can be paid the Kedushas Damim, even if they're tired. And we had two kashas, two makshas. The first maksha was Rav Huna Bar Manoach, the second maksha was Rav Papa. But we didn't have a Mefeirish, a Moira, that's Chaylik with Shmuel. That's the next Gemara. Rav Kahana says, Tmeim Niftin, Tahirim Ein Niftin. Rav Kahana said him a Furish. He's Chaylik with Shmuel. He holds that when it comes to Kedushas Damim, you can be paid the Tmeim, you can't be paid the Tahirim. V'chein Amirab Oishir. Oishir said the same thing. Tmeim Niftin, Tahirim Ein Niftin. Ikad Amri, some say, Amirab Oishir. Rav Oishir said, not like Rav Kahana, which is the Loike Shmuel, but rather he held like Shmuel, that Afilu Tahirim Niftin. No, that you can be paid the Afilu Tahirim. So again, Shmuel holds, you can be paid the Tahirim. Rav Kahana holds, you can't be paid the tyrant. Rav Aisha, we have two lashonos in terms of what it is he holds. Rabbi Loza's third shita, he says, kulon tmeim niftin, tyrant may niftin. When it comes to all situations, The halacha is Timayim Niftin Torim Ein Niftin. That's like who? That's like Rav Kahana and one version of Rav Oshia. Chutz, but this is where he does his own thing. He says with one exception, Me'asiris Ha'efa Shal Minchas Chayte. With the exception of the Asiris Ha'efa of the Minchas Chayte. So the Minchas Chayte is the carbon oil of a Yairit. When the person is Bedali Dallas and he's not in a position to bring a behema, he's not even in a position to bring Oifas. So then what he used to bring is Menachis. So there is a concept of being poida, the mincha that was set aside, even if it's tahirin, when it's still kedushas damim. And the makar to this is a pasuk shari amr Torah. The Torah said mechatasai, and the Torah said alchatasai. This is a long Rashi that explains what exactly this means, but it's talking about a person that had to bring a carbon oil of a yair. It's again a carbon oil of a yair. The carbon is going to vary. The physical carbon based on the financial status of the person. So the question is, what happens if from the time the person was mafresh the carbon until he actually brought it, his financial situation changed? So the Gemara says that from the words mechatasai and alchatasai lies the answer. Mechatasai teaches us that in the event that somebody was mafresh as an usher, and that by the time he brought his animal, he wasn't an usher anymore. So you would have thought that he has to take everything that he was mafresh and bring it, even though he's not the usher anymore. If his situation changed, it's only a mechatasai. What's alchatasai? Alchatasai teaches me the opposite. What would be if somebody was an ani when he was mafresh for his carbon oil of a yair, he was bedalei dalos, and then his situation got better, he became a gvir. So the halacha is, he could be paid to this money, and then add what he needs, and go and buy the kisba, the sira, whatever the animal he's going to end up bringing. Now that's going to involve being paid to that sira sa'efa, it's going to involve being paid to the kedushas daman. But being that it says al-chatase, we learned there's a concept of such opinion. But either way, Rabbi Lazar is a third sheet. Rabbi Lazar says that in almost all cases, I agree that kedushas damim you can't be poida in the event that it's tahirin. Chutz me asir seif. For the one exception to the rule, is going to be the asir seif. Either way, we can exhale. This really concludes the first part of today's daf. So again, the conclusion or the sikkum of the first part of today's daf is that the Mishnah is talking about menachos and nesachin shenitmu. When you could be paid and when you can't be paid. Actually, kitchabakli yeshlam pidyon, which kitchabakli ainlam pidyon. And then the Mishnah talked about oifais eitzim levoina and kli sharis. Sounds like there the situation is kli, no kli. Dalach is in all situations ainlahem pidyon. Mishnah gave a reason, shalema pidyon elba behema, but that reason we mentioned so many times, that's only negay the oifis part of the sefer of the Mishnah. It's not negay the rest of the Mishnah. This was the Mishnah. In the Gemara, we had a major machloikis amayuram. When we say menachis and esachim shenitmu ajlai kitchabakli yeshlam pidyon, and the reason kemavur in the sugya is because it's kaddish bekedushas damim, is that dafka if it was nitmu or even if it was loy nitmu? Shmuel said afilu hein tairin, whereas Rav Kahana, one version of Rav Oshia, and Rabbi Lazar, with the exception of the Minchas Chayte, holds that no, it's dafka if it was nitmo. But in the event that it was tahirin, in that case, you would not be able to be paida. In other words, we have a shaila whether you can be paida kedushas damim in the event that it's tahirin, there's nothing wrong with it, or you can't be paida kedushas damim in the event that there's nothing wrong with it. What emerged, and primarily from the Moisiv Rav Huna Bar Manoyach on Shmuel, is really two mahalchim how you would have to sit down and learn this Mishnah. So let's learn this Mishnah now. Aliba de Shmuel, and we'll learn the Mishnah now, Aliba de Shmuel. We'll actually learn it Shalei Aliba de Shmuel first. Ha-menachos v'ha-nesachim shenitmahu. When it comes to a mincha and a nesachim that became tami, actually kitchu b'kli, in the event that it didn't become kaddish b'kli yet, meaning it's still kedushas tami, yesh lo pidyon, can be paid. And the reason is because kedushas tamim, that's tami, you can be paid. Mishu kitchu b'kli, once it's kaddish b'kli, at that point it's kaddish b'kedushas agof, ein lam pidyon, right? Because the only time there's pidyon b'kedushas agof is a behema balasmo. And there's a little bit of a chiddush over here. The reason a little bit of a chiddush over here, because you would have thought that maybe tuma is kibalas mum. You find the Torah refers to a balas mum as a tame. So if tuma is like a balas mum, so maybe we should say that even though it's kaddish b'kedushas agof, this pidyon kamash mul on that now. Mishnah continued and said, ha'oifais va'itzim v'alavoyna v'klisharis mishinitmu ein lam pidyon, shalei nebe pidyon el be'behema. Now this reason of shalei nebe pidyon el be'behema is only talking about oifis. Oifis is kaddish b'kedushas agof. The only time it can be Poyd Kedushas Aguf is a behema balasmum. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Not even a noif balasmum. Shloim nemar pidyon ela bebehema. What about Eitzim Levoina and Klisharis? The Mishnah says you can't be poyd in them either. Now Bishloima, Eitzim and Levoina, they could be Kaddish Bekedushas Aguf. So when they're Kaddish Bekedushas Aguf, I would understand why you can't be poyd it. But if in the Mishnah it's mashma, even when it's not Kaddish Bekedushas Aguf, even if it was loy kitcha bekli, that's the symmetry between Menachas and Asachim. There we care where it's holding, as opposed to Eitzim Levina and Klisharis, we don't care where it's holding. Additionally, Klisharis is never Kaddish B'Kedushas Aguf. So essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that Eitzim, Levina, and Klisharis, even when they're not Kaddish B'Kedushas Aguf, all they are Kedushas Dami, you still can't be paid. The question is why not? So it's from here. They're of Kahana and Rav Oishia and Rav Luza. And L'chaira also Rav Huna Bar Menoyach. He was the one that asked the Kasha, maybe even Rav Papa, who seemingly held this way as well. It's from here that they formulated their position, that is, that you can always be paid the Kedushas Dham. Shmuel said you can always be paid the Kedushas Dham. No, you can always be paid the Kedushas Dham. And these three, when could you be paid the Kedushas Dham then? Only when it's Tameh. When it's Tameh, you can be paid the Kedushas Dham. And these three things, even when they're Tomei, it's like they're not Tomei, so to speak, and it's for that reason you can't be paid. But they're all a little bit different. Eitzim, we said, really can't become Tomei. Why can't it become Tomei? Because it's not a Keli, and it's not a Neuchel. Nervos, Chibas HaKodesh. That allows it to become Tomei. The only time there's a concept of Chibas HaKodesh is when the thing is actually ready to be put on the Mizbech. In the context of Eitzim, what that would mean is once it's fit to size. At that point, it would be Shaykh to be Kodesh. You'd have to say, our Mishnah is talking about when it wasn't fit to size. Because Enochanami, once it's fit to size, just to be clear, when you fit it to size, it's still Kaddish B'Kedushas Damim. At that point, it could be Kaddish. I mean, it could become Tamei because of Chibas HaKadosh. So really, at that point, if you're holding Cheshbon, the halacha would be, it would be in a situation where the Tum is a real Tum, and if you can't be paid the Kedushas Damim when it's Tamei, you wouldn't be able to be paid it. So here, there's a little bit of an akimta you'd have to make in the Eitzim part of the Mishnah. It's part of the reason we're chazing over the Mishnah, because there's some nuance over here. So as it relates to the Eitzim, until it's fit to size, at that point, you would say that even if it's Tomei, it's really Kitahirim Ninu, and it's for that reason you can't be Paidit. So that would be the Akimta Eitzim. As it relates to Levoyin, it's Pasha. Levoyin, until it's in a Klishares, is not Chibas HaKodesh yet. As a result, else the Kedushas Tomei, you can't be Paidit, and once it's in a Klishares, now it's Kedushas Tagov. So for that reason, you wouldn't be able to be paid. And Klisharis, even though when it's in Kedushas Damim, it could become Tomei, it's a Keli, doesn't have to come on to Chibas HaKodesh, but being that it's like Tair B'mikvah, so it's for that reason that lachos we view it as if it's Tar. But the point is that Eitzim, Levoina, and Klishares are all considered Kedushas Damim Tahirin. And Kedushas Damim Tahirin, you can't be Paida. So Oifais, you can't be Paida because it's Kedushas Aguf and Leinem Epidyon Elba Behema. Eitzim, Levoina, when it's Kaddish B'Kedushas Aguf, you can't be Paida because it's Kedushas Aguf. When it's still Kedushas Damim, it's because it's considered Tahirin. And Klisharis, it's always Kedushas Damim. We view it as being Tahirin. This is the way, again, Rav Kahana, Rav Oishi and Wan Lishna, Rav Elazar, Rav Huna Bar Menoyach, and Rav Papa L'chaira, this is the way they're going to learn the Mishnah. How Shmuel going to learn the Mishnah? Shmuel is a different Mishnah. According to Shmuel, HaMenachas V'Anasachim Shnit Mach L'Kitch B'Kli Yesh L'Mpidyin Nitbuz Lav Dafka. Even if it's Tahirin, Hain, that loch is if you want to be Paidit, you can be Paidit. Mishnah Kitchu B'Kli Ein L'Mpidyin, because then it's Kaddish B'Kli Shazagov, Kaddish Shazagov, then you can't be Paidit. Ha'oifois, Va'itzav Alavayna B'Kli Shach Shnit Ma'in L'Mpidyin Shalayin Ma'Pidyin Al Behema. Shalayin Pidyin Al Behema is referring back to Oifis. As it relates to Eitzim Levoina and Klisharis, so when it's Niskadish B'Kedushas Aguf, forget, then you can't be paid it. But when it's not Niskadish B'Kedushas Aguf, Klisharis is never Kaddish B'Kedushas Aguf. Eitzim Levoina, in the event it's not Kaddish B'Kedushas Aguf, you still can't be paid. Why? Not because Kedushas Dami, you can only be paid if it's Tahir. No, it's nothing to do with that. You could always be paid. You can be paid even if it's Tahir. The reason is because these are things that are Loy Shchiach. Things that are Loy Shchiach, the halacha is, you can never be paid. Either way, we're up to the second part of the daf, which obviously we ran out of time for. But what we're going to do is, we're going to start the second part of the daf, and it's very much going to segue into tomorrow's daf. But we'll just set it up, because it's not geschmack to stop on the bottom of Amud Aleph. So we'll just make a haschala, but just to advise what a haschala we're going to make. The Gemara now is going to ask a kasha on the idea that there's two possibilities in terms of what Rab Oishiyah Shita is regarding Kedushas Damim that are Tahirin, Yesh L'Mpidyon or Ein L'Mpidyon. Right? We had these two Lashinas and Ikeda Amri in terms of what Shita's Rab Oishiyah is. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha on one of those two Lashinas based on something that Rab Oishiyah said regarding a Shita's Rab Shimon in the Sugya of Isurei Hana. What we're going to do now is we're just going to set up that Amr Rab Oishiyah. we'll set up the sheet of Rav Shimon, and we're going to stop before the word Meisve in the middle of Kuf Aleph on the base, which is where it gets exciting, which is where the Gemara actually asks the Kasha. So we're not even going to ask the Kasha. We're just going to set up the Kasha, and then Bez Hashem tomorrow, we'll recap it a little bit, and we'll start the actual Kasha, if this made any sense. But either way, so the Gemara says, Amr Rab Oishi said, Shamati Chab Gehert. I heard such a rumor that pigel b'mincha, that if someone had a machsheves pigel when he was bringing a carbon mincha, late Rab Shimon, in a tamei tumas oichlin, the mincha is not going to become tamei tumas oichlin. So who is this Rab Shimon? So the Rabbi is going to quote who this Rab Shimon is, but Rashi speaks it out right away, and it's kedai to just speak out Rashi. Rab Shimon has a shita that anything that's aser b'hana can't become tamei tumas oichlin. That's shita Rab Shimon. So isuri hana cannot be tamei tumas oichlin. So think of isuri hana. If you can't think of it, the Gemara will give us a list and literally this line, and anything that's aser b'hana cannot become tamei. So food can become tamei, right? Come even a shlishi and a revi'i l'toma. But only if it's not Yisurei Hana. If it's Yisurei Hana, it's not considered an oichel, that's the lumnus, and then the halach is it can't become tami. So said Rabbi Yishei Chab Gehet, that a coin that had a machsheves pigel while he was bringing a mincha, so the mincha now is asa b'hana. Oh, if the mincha now is asa b'hana, like Rab Shimon, that Yisurei Hana is in a metama tumas oichlin, this carbon mincha, that's pigel, is also not going to be tami tumas oichlin. Says Rav Yishei, what's the background to this? Rav Shimon, the Talmud, the Mishnah, Ha'arla, the Kilei Akerem, the Shara Niskal, the Egla Rufa, the Tzipari Mitzayru, Petach Hamar, Ubas of Echalav. These are all Isuri Hana, Kula Metamei Tumas Oichlin. All these things can become Tamei Tumas Oichlin. Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, this is the Rav Shimon, Kula Metamei Tumas Oichlin. These things cannot become Tamei Tumas Oichlin. This is that Shitas Rav Shimon. Maid Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, however, was Maid of Bas of Echalav. When it comes to Bas of Echalav, Shematamei Tumas Oichlin, that it is Tamei Tumas Oichlin. And the reason is, Hoyel Vahoysol Eishas HaKosha. Meaning, even though Bas of Echalav is Asabano, right, it says in the Torah three times, Leisavash Gli Bechalei Vimai. One time to tell me it's Asabachilo, one time to tell me it's Asabano, and the other time to tell me that you're not allowed to cook it. But, says Rav Shimon, Afilu Hachi, it could be Tamei Tumas Oichlin, and the reason is because it had a Shas HaKosha. Basar v'chalav, before it was Basar v'chalav, was just Basar, and 6 hours later, Chalav, right? It was fine. It's just that when you cooked it together, you made a taruvah, so Basar v'chalav, that's when you ran into issues. But being that it had a Shas HaKosha, so it was kosher once, then you don't have this halacha. So Reb Shimon, as much as he holds that Isuri Ana is not Shayach to Tumas Oichlin, but at the same time, if it had a Shas HaKosha, yeah. Either way, this is Reb Shimon. We're nowhere near the kasha. For Amr Rav Asi, Rav Asi explained Rav Shimon in the name of his great Rebbe, Amr Rav Yechon. My time with Rav Shimon. What's pshat of Rav Shimon? It says Mikol Oichel Hashem Yochel. So this is in the parsha of Tumas Oichel. Mikol Oichel Hashem Yochel Hashem Yovei Olam Mayim Yitmo V'chol Mashka Hashem Yishose B'chol Kli Yitmo. So in the parsha of Tumas Oichel, it says Mikol Oichel Hashem Yochel. That's a very flowery lashon. Mikol Oichel Hashem Yochel. All food that people eat. Yeah, you eat food, right? Oichel Shat Yochel Achil Lachem Kori Oichel. Rav Shimon Darshan that Oichel that you can feed to somebody else. Meaning, food that at least somebody could eat. You can have enough from it because I can give it to somebody. That's considered an oichel. But oichel, shiati oichel, achilu lacherim, but oichel that you can't give to somebody else, any kari oichel, is not going to be considered oichel. Either way, said Rabbi Yishia, Rav Shimon has a shita in this Mishnah that Isuri Ana is not subject to Tumas Oichlin, with the one exception. What's the exception? Abbas of Echal. Why? Because it had a Shas HaKosh. And Rav Asi explained the name Rabbi Yochanan. The Yisrael Adavar is, because Oichel She'ati Yochel Achir La'Acherim Kari Oichel. Oichel She'ati Yochel Achir La'Acherim Enei Kari Oichel. So if you can't give it to somebody else to eat, you can't have Anah from it. So the Halacha is, right, by the way, what does it mean that I can't eat it, but maybe I would be able to give it to somebody else? If I can't eat it, the other guy can't either eat it, right? What does that mean? It means a guy. So someone that's not bound by the laws of Machalas Asuras, if I can give it to him, that means at least I can have enough from it. So then it's going to be subject to Tumas Oichlin. If not, not. So says Rav Yishia, well, if that's the case, for a pigel b'mincha. When it comes to pigel by a mincha, Nami oichel she'ati yochel achil acherim. It's also oichel she'ati yochel achil acherim. What's the reason Rashi says? Because kodshim psulim, the halach is nisrafin, you have to burn. So it comes out, you can't have any anah from it. Well, if that's the case, then the halacha is that it will not be subject to Tumas Oichlin. So Rav Yishei said, Shamati, Piga b'mincha, l'Rab Shimon, ena metama Tumas Oichlin. This is the Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon has a drosh of, Oichel shati yochel achilu l'acherim, ena kori yochel regarding Tumas Oichlin. pigel, the mincha is nidim b'sreifa, it's psuli amikdashim, and as a result, it's not going to be subject to tumas leichlin. The Gemara, however, before we, again, get to where we need to get, which we're going to get to tomorrow, but the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says, Ihachi, oi bazoi, basa v'chol of nami, why did Reb Shimon have to say that the reason Bas V'Cholov is subject to Tumas Oichlin, it's because of that Hashas HaKosher. Typically, why didn't he say the Oichel Shati Ochel Achil Acherimu? He should have said the reason is because Bas V'Cholov is something that you can give somebody else. He should have said that the reason Bas V'Cholov is subject to Tumas Oichlin is because you can have enough from Bas V'Cholov. Now, is that true? You could have enough from Bas V'Cholov? We said, it says, Leisavash Gli B'Chalevi my three times, Echel Isra Achil, Echel Isra Na, and Echel Isra Bishol. So how could you tell me? You're asking me a kasha? You're telling me the whole Yisrael Reb Shimon is that it's totally in whether you can have anah or not have anah. So why do I need a new reason for Bas V'Cholov? Typically I can have anah. You can't eat Bas V'Cholov. Everybody knows that. So you can't eat a cheeseburger, but you can, if you somehow fell into one, you can profit off of it. You can have anah from it. But is that true? We just said you can't. The reason the Gemara is asking a kasha is because there's one sheet in Shas that holds you can have anah from Bas V'Cholov. It's sheet is Reb Shimon. The Tanya we learned to the Brayis, Reb Shimon, Yehuda, Imam Mishum Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, Yehuda, send the name of Reb Shimon, Bas V'Cholov, Aser Ba'achila, Umoter Be'hanah, Shanem, the Pasuk says, Kiyam Kodesh, Atala, Shem, Lekecha, Lo Yisvash, Shli B'Chalev Imoy. So the Torah, when it talks about Lo Yisvash, Shli B'Chalev Imoy, it prefaces it by saying ki am kodesh atal Hashem alekecha ulahalon uaymer, and it says regarding this a treifa va'anshe kodesh Tiyun li ubasa basada treifa lo isaychelu. Similar preface. Va'anche kodesh. Here it says ki am kodesh atal Hashem lekecha. Here it says va'anche kodesh. And said Rab Shimon we darshin that because the Torah prefaced these two lavin in a very similar way, there must be some similarity between the two of them. Malahalon, just like by treifa asa ba'achilu mutabana. How do you know it's mutabana? Torah says akel of tashlichan oisay. Right. Torah says you can be nana from it. Snafkan. So too when it comes to this basa v'cholov asa ba'achilu mutabana. You're allowed to have anah. So afraid the Gemara Kasha, if the side of Reb Shimon is that whenever you're not allowed to have anah, that's when there's no Tumas Oichlin. But when you're allowed to have anah, there's no Tumas Oichlin. So why did he have to come on to a reason of Shas HaKosher to explain why there's Tumas Oichlin by Bas V'Cholov? He should have said the whole reason doesn't apply by Bas V'Cholov. The reason doesn't apply by Bas V'Cholov is because Reb Shimon l'shitasei holds that Bas V'Cholov is mutabah. Now the Gemara says, en chinami, chadav oid kamar. He gave one reason and he could have given another reason. Chadav doich shat yochel achil acherim. The one reason, which would be the more obvious reason, is because Reb Shimon l'shitasei holds that Bas V'Cholov is mutabah no. So according to the whole yisoid of Reb Shimon, there shouldn't be a problem. V'oidu didei nami huysel l'shas ha-kosher. But what he wanted to be moisif was, is that even if you don't want to go with my shita, I have a sheet the Bas V'Cholov is mutabah no, but I know everybody's chaylik with me. Even if you hold that Bas V'Cholov is asa bahana, but at the same time, huysel l'shas ha-kosher, meaning Reb Shimon didn't want to box in his caveat of Bas V'Cholov to his Privata Shita in Bas V'Cholov. He wanted it to be true, Alibi the Kuli Alma. That's why he spoke out that bigger, better reason, that more inclusive reason. But then Chinami, Reb Shimon l'shitasei, Taka did not have to come on to that. Either way, we're stopping right here, right before the word Meisvei. So we just set up the Kasha. Again, this is like a Kasha that's two-thirds of an Amud long. The setup of the kasha is that Rabbi Oshia said, Shamati pigel b'mintcha l'Rab Shimon eni matama tumas oichlin. I mean, it sounds pretty obvious. Rabbi Shimon has a shita that it says, oichel sha'at mikol oichel ashe yoyochel, oichel sha'at yoyochel achil achem kori oichel, oichel sha'at yoyochel achil achem eni kori oichel. Pigel b'mincha is nidim b'sreifa. As a result, it's yati yoyochel achil achem. Based on that, shita's Rabbi Shimon should be that Piga B'mincha is not subject to Tumas Oichlin. Who said this? Rabbi Oshia said this. The Gemara is going to suggest in the beginning of tomorrow's daf that this statement of Rabbi Oshia should be totally in the two versions of Rabbi Oshia. Whether Rabbi Oshia holds that Kochei Beda Kabayis, you can be Poida Afilu Tahir Nehem like Shmuel, or he holds you can't, like Rav Huna Bar Manayach, like Rav Papa, like Rav Kahana, and like Rabbi Lazar. We are going to exhale. Stop here and go back to speak out a little bit of raid related to yesterday's daf. I saw in the Sefer Netzutzei Or from a goyin, Rabbi Reuven Margolis, and he, on this Gemara, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis and Masechtas Menachos, and he's mitzayin what he wrote in his Sefer Nefesh Chaya, that's the Sefer that he wrote on Shulchan Aruch Eir HaChaim, in the very, very, very first comment of that sefer, a ha'or neflo. just to be makdim. The Magen Avraham, right in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. So this is literally chapter 1, verse 1. It's the very, very first Magen Avraham in Eir Chaim. It's a trivia question. What's the first Magen Avraham in Eir Chaim? Here's the answer. The Mechaber says, Yiskaber kari lamoid baboyke lavoidas boyre. Sheyehei hu mo'irir ashacha. Right, this is the first verse in Shulchan Aruch. Zok the Magen Avraham, Bishla kosav. The Shla Kodesh writes that there's a soid. There's a secret lechaber yoyim v'layla b'toyra oy b'tfila to connect day and night when it comes to Torah and tefila heim b'boker heim b'erev, and not just to do it in the morning but to do it in the evening as well. So says the Magen Avraham that the Shlo wrote that there's a pesasoid to be mechaber yoyim v'layla b'toyra oy b'tfila and to do it b'boker. So where day meets night, say fatugs, and say in the oven, when day means night, you should be mechaber yoyim v'layla b'toyra b'tfila. So to be mechaber yoyim v'layla b'tfila, that sounds like vasikin. And we know that the Indian of vasikin is not only true by shachar, it's true by mincha as well, v'advar matikin v'in kana makom l'arach. But the Shlach Kodesh said that there's some soid of connecting yoyim v'layla, and it doesn't have to be tfila. It could be Torah as well. Other b'toyra, other b'tfila. I looked at the Shlach Kodesh inside. It's in his Masechtes Chelik. It's on Masechtes Chulin next week. And it's in the Chelik Derech Chayim Teichachas Musar. It's Sif Katon Kuf Nun Beis. And Ayin Shom, it's Taka Soid. The Shlach Kodesh says that Al Pi Soid, there's some Inyan that when day turns night and when night turns day, a person should be Mechaber Yoim V'Layla B'Toyra U'B'Tfila. Zokter Abruvah Margolis. That even though the Shlach Kodesh said what he said, B'Soid, even the Magen Avraham refers to it as a Soid. But at the same time, Yesh Loimar, that it has a Mekar in Halacha. How so? The Gemara on Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis said that in the Mishnah we had a machloikis, what the definition of tamid means as it relates to the lechem aponim. So the pasuk says that the lechem aponim had to be on the shulchan tamid. But the shaila is, what does it mean tamid? So the chachamim said in the Mishnah, tamid means literally tamid. Ad kedei kach, that during the changing of the guard of the lechem aponim on Shabbos, as the kohanim were putting the new breads on the shulchan, the other kohanim were moving the old breads. Ad kedei kach. The old Kohen would remove a tefach and he would put a tefach. Remove a tefach, they literally inched it together, right? They mamish went lock, stock, and barrel. That's how they did it. To do it in a way where it's going to be so in uniform that there isn't going to be 1 second that you're not going to have the lechem upon him on the mizbech. Right, that on the shulchan. That's the taich of what it means. Tomit. Rabbi Yossi, however, was chaylik. Rabbi Yossi said, "Afilu elu noitlan ve'elu manichin afhi hoisa tomit." Right? It doesn't have to be literally in that way. Right? As long as on the same day you take it and you remove it, that's going to be fine. The Gemara brought a and the Gemara said, "Tanya Rabbi Yossi, Omer, afilu silik esayeshana shachris." Even if the kayanim remove the old ones in the morning, v'sider esachadosha arvis, and then the new ones were put in the evening, ein bekach klum. Even that's going to be fine. It says tamid. Tamid means shelo yolin shulchan b'loy lachem. It shouldn't go a full day without it. But as long as you have it in the morning, you have it in the evening, then if you take it off and then you go to sleep and then the next day you first put it back, that's going to be a problem. But as long as you don't go to sleep with there not being lechem upon him on the shulchan, that satisfies tamid. That says, according to the Tanakhama, the Chachamim in the Mishnah, the definition of tamid means literally tamid. You can't have 1 second where you're not going to have the lechem upon him on the shulchan. Rabbi Yossi said no. Afilu silik esa yeshon shachris v'sider esa chadosh arvis ein beklach klum. That in and of itself is going to be okay. The Gemara continued and said, Amr Rab Ami. Rab Ami said, Midvarev shal Rabbi Yossi nomoid. From the words of Rabbi Yossi, we can learn something very important, Hilchas Talmud Torah. And that is, Afilu loishana adam ela perik echad shachris u perik echad arvis. If a person learns one perik of learning in the morning and one perik in the evening, kayim mitzvahs, he's mekayim the mitzvah of layomosh sefer ha-Torah hazem mipicha v'hogisa b'yayim of a layla. That if a person would go ahead and he would do that, that would be enough for order to, for him to satisfy that. Meaning, you would have thought that what does it mean Vagisa Yom Valayla? Gotta learn Yom Valayla, literally. But now that Rabbi Yossi came along and Rabbi Yossi said that when it says Tamid regarding the Lechem upon him, what does Tamid mean? It means as long as it's there in the morning and it's there in the evening, all it means is Shalom Yalin Shulchem Valay Lechem. Oh, when it comes to learning Torah as well, if you learn in a Perek Echad Shachris and Perek Echad Arvis, then in of itself is gonna be okay. In fact, the Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that if that's the case, you don't even have to learn a Perek Echad Shachris and a Perek Echad Arvis. I feel like Kara Adam El Kriyash Ma Shachris for Arvis Kaim Lo Yomosh. But then he said we keep this between ourselves. V'davar Zeh Asa Lo Oimrei Bifnei Am Haaretz. Rava said Mitzvah Lo Oimrei Bifnei Am Haaretz. V'advar Matik, and the rest is history. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says that from the Machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, how to understand the pasuk regarding the lechem upon him and asata ala shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid, there's a nafkamin in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Not just any nafkamin Hilchas Talmud Torah, maybe the nafkamina of all nafkaminas, and not just of Hilchas Talmud Torah, maybe of the entire Torah. And that is, what is the bare minimum responsibility that a person has when it comes to learning Torah? It says, Lo yamush seifa Torah zemi picha v'hagisa b'yayma v'layla. Does it mean you have to learn literally every single second of the day? Or no, learn a little yayma, a little layla. Perek echad shachris, perek echad arvis. Could be even that you don't have to do. Kriyash machal shachris, v'kriyash machal arvis. Lo yitachachamim, that tamid by the shulchan and the lechem upon it means literally. Well, you have to literally learn the whole day. However, lo yit Rabbi Yosi, mitvarev shal Rabbi Yosi, nilmoid, this gewaldige chiddush. Zogt Rabbi Reuven Margolis, and this is classic. He says, take a look at the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Masechtas Yuma. This Yerushalmi is Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Yerushalmi over there discusses this machloikis between Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, and the Yerushalmi brings a little more language. Let's read it inside. Tamon Taninon. We learned in a Mishnah over there. This is the first parak of Masechtas Yuma. So there, when you're learning Yuma, is our Mishnah. Mishnah Masechtas Menachis, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Yesterday's Daf. Elu Moishchin, the Elu Manichin. When the Nukayam and the Old Kahanim were putting and removing the Lechem upon him from the Shulchan, so as they were being Moishch, the other ones were being Manich. The Tifchay Shazeb is a Tifchay Shazeb. Literally, Tefach by Tefach. Shenem, because the Pasuk says, V'nasata ala Shulchan Lechem Panim Lefanai, Rabbi Yosi Yomer. Rabbi Yosi says in that Mishnah, Af Elu Noitim, Ve'elu Manichin, Af Zuhaysa Tamid. No, as long as you didn't go to sleep at night without there being bread on the Shulchan, that in itself would be okay. Zokti Yerushalmi, Masnisa. The Rameir. The Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, is Rameir. Meaning, you want to put a name to the face. Who is the Stam Mishnah? Stam Mishnah is usually Rameir. So the Tanakhama, that's Chalik Rabbi Yosi, is Rameir. Next line in Yerushalmi. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Moide Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, who's Chalik? Rabbi Yosi that said that Af Elu Noitlin Ve Elu Manichen Af Zu Hoysetam. I just make sure you do it before you go to sleep. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is Moidosh in Pirku es Hayeshana b'Shachris v'Sidru es Achadosha b'Einu Arba'im. That in the event that you would put the one in the morning, the other one in the evening, Afzu Hayse Tamid, that would be considered Tamid. Now, Tas Rabbi Yochanan doesn't sound like he's saying a b'Chiddush because we learned to sugya together already. But in the Yerushalmi, in real time, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that don't think that Rabbi Yosi holds that it doesn't have to be mamish as he's removing it, he's placing it, but at the same time, it has to be within close proximity to each other. No, you could do one in the morning, one in the evening, the way we explained it, which is based on Rabbi Yochanan's comment, that in and of itself is going to be okay. This is what we need. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mi yeshivas Aaron Uban of Lamed Rabbi Yosi. You want to know how Rabbi Yosi knew his shita? Where did he formulate his shita? You ready? He knew it from the Yeshiva Saharan Ubanov. What does this mean? So during the Shivas Yemei Amaluim, the Pasuk said, Upesacho Yomoya Teshvu Yom of Laila Shivas Yom. Aharon Uvanim had to park themselves. They had to pitch their tent, literally, in the Oyomoyet, for 7 days. Upesach Oyomoya Teshvu Yom of Laila Shivas Yom. Now, do you think it means they were not allowed to leave the Oyomoyet literally for 7 days? It's impossible. Said Rabbi Yochanan, it was from there that Rabbi Yosi learned how you're supposed to learn the Pasuk of Tamid. Just like you find, be yeshiva Saharan Uvanov. What does it mean that they had to be teishvu yoimam v'layla shivas yamim? Tzarech, what it meant was, sheyim sar yoim v'layla and Laila V'yoyim. It meant they had to be there when day turned to night, and they had to be there when night turned to day. V'hacha, so too, when it comes to the Lechem Aponim, you want to know what Tamin means? Tzarech she'yim so'yoyim v'layla v'layla v'yoyim. They have to be there when day turns to night, and when day night turns to day. Rabchir b'yoyisom, ramikivin shemasa yoyim v'layla daya. As long as they're there when day turns to night, that's going to be enough. It doesn't also have to be when night turns to day. But in the Rishalmi Perek Alef Halach Alef Masech Tezum Azok Rabbi Yoichan a dover nifla. He says, you want to know what the Makar to Rabbi Yossi was? He learned it mi yeshivas Aaron Ubanov. He learned from the Shivas Yimei Amiluim, where the Pasuk said, Pesach Hayom Moed Teishvu Yoimam V'Layla Shivas Yomim. And it doesn't mean they had to be there all day and all night, but it meant this new Inyan. They had to be there at the time Sheyim Ser Yoim V'Layla, and at the time Sheyim Ser Layla V'Yoim. State on Yerushalmi, a new Taich in Yoim V'Layla. Yoim V'Layla means when day and night meet. When day meets night, that's Yom HaValayla. And it goes in the reverse as well. When night means day. It said, Rav Ruvi Margolis, V'ruyin advarim l'misha amram. We have a Shlo HaKadosh, where the Shlo HaKadosh said, the Eshta Magen Avam and Erechayim. There's a soid lechaber yoim v'layla b'toyer b'tfila heim b'bayke heim b'erev. Yeishloima, this soid is rooted in halacha. What's the halacha that it's rooted in? Ayim menachis tzadik tesamad beis. Where it's mavur that we learned hilchas talmud toyer, that Meiroim learned hilchas talmud toyer from the machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim in terms of understanding Tamid regarding the lechem aponim on the shulchan. And whatever Tamid means there, that's what the hagisa b'yoim v'layla is going to mean as it relates to hilchas talmud toyer. But we have hashtag rest of the story in the first perek, perek alf, alach of aleph, in the Yerushalmi Masechtas Yuma, where Rabbi Yochanan was mefarashitas Rabbi Yossi, that what does it mean that Shachris and Arvis, it means when day means night and when night means day. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan said that there's a pasuk in the Torah, Ufesach Oyomayot Teshvu Yoimam V'Layla Shivas Yoimam V'Layla means Sarach Sheyim, so Yoim V'Layla L'Layla Yoim. That at that Kufa, where Yoim meets Layla, and when Layla meets Yoim, that's when you have to have the Chibur. That's when Aharon Uvanov had to make sure they were there. That's when Rabbi Yossi Yotz Lechamon have to be there. Well, if that's the case, that we learn Hilchas Talmud Torah from the Lechem Aponim, then it's half of a the Yerushalmi, the Yisoid of Shitas Rabbi Yossi is what? The Yisoid of Shitas Rabbi Yossi is Tzarech Sheyim Soyim V'Layla. And when it comes to Torah, there's also an Inyan of Tzarech Sheyim Soyim V'Layla. You know where that Inyan is learned from? The Shlo said it's a Soyid, but it has a Makar in Halacha, because the Pasuk says V'Hagisa B'Yoyim V'Layla. And the Taich of Hagisa B'Yoyim V'Layla is U'Pesach O'Yomoyo Teshvu Yoyim V'Layla Shivas Yomim. And it means Tzarech Sheyim Soyim V'Layla. You're going to say Mehecha Teisa Shtel Tzu. This is in the Yerushalmi, the Makar Tashitas Rabbi Yossi regarding the Lechem Aponim. And for that we have a Mefurish Sugi in Menachet Tzadik Tes on the base that we learn Hilchas Talmud Torah from that machloikis between Rabbi Yossi, from that machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Rabbi Ruvi Margolis Kedarkoi, after he says this fart, he has a few tzushtals. One of his Mar Mekoymas that he brings is a Sefer Chsidim, and this is in Sif Kuf Nun Hey. The Sefer Chsidim talks about the Inyan of a person supposed to give the Reishis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reishis, Bekuri Admascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Aleikecha, Reishis HaRisoi Seichem, right, Pidyon HaBen, there's an Indian of giving a Reishis. Says the Sefer Chassidim, V'oid, Mikol Reishis, from every single Reishis, Titein Loi Reishis. The Indian of Reishis is from everything. It's from Bikurim, it's from Truma. The Chetein Loi Reishis Hayoyim V'Halayla. As a matter of fact, says the Sefer Chassidim, there's an Indian. Take the beginning of your day. You gave me another day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you the Reishis of this day. You gave me another night, another evening to enjoy, I'm going to give you the Reishis of this evening. The Reishis of everything, Zoch, the Sefer Chassidim, you're supposed to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give the Reishis of the Yoim, the Reishis of the Laila. Says Rav Margolis, there's another Neufich in this Inyan of being Mechaber Yoim V'Laila B'Torah B'Tfila. The Inyan of being Mechaber Yoim V'Laila B'Torah B'Tfila is giving the Reishis over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'maisa Shuvra, you see, I found afterwards that the Netziv, in his Pirish Hemik Sheila, on the Sheiltas. And this is in Parshas Vayeshanan, it's in Kuf Mem Gimel. The Netziv over there, tucked away, Kedarko Yishol HaNetziv. The best Mar Mekoymus in the world are tucked away in this Pirish Hemek Sheila. And you just have to mamash see every nuance to find it sometimes. But tucked away in a shtickle. Netziv Cotton Bays. The Netziv says mamish what Rav Reuven Margolis said. And he has one marimachin that Rav Reuven Margolis didn't have. And that is, he says, take a look in the Mechilta in Parshas Beshalach. Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua said, on our sugi of the Lechem Aponim, this is mamish a mechilta, that's the mirror image of the Gemara Menachet Tzadik Tes on the base. Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, afilu lo shana ela shnei prokim shachris, v'shnei prokim arvis, kayim lo yomer seifa ha-toyer azami picha, v'tzorich tam freik din etziv, maishno shnei prokim, two prokim? There's an Indian like Rabbi Yossi, all you have to do is shachris, but yom v'layla doesn't mean the whole day, the whole night. It means yomam v'layla. And the Gemara said, afilu lo shana ela perik echad shachris v'perik echad arvis. Up in the Mechilta, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, has to be shnei prokim shachris, shnei prokim arvis. Why does it have to be two prokim? Why is one perik not enough? Zokta netziv, ayin shav, he says, but ro'isi, I found in the Yerushalmi perik al-balach al-mazachtas yuma, that the side of shnitas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan said, is sorich shayim, so yom v'layla, v'layla liyom. That means the taich, really, alibet the Rabbi Yossi is abyssal b'yoyim, abyssal b'layla, and at the time when yoyim meets layla. And if the halacha of Hilchas Talmud Torah learns from Shitas Rabbi Yossi, so what's the halacha going to be? The halacha is going to be that you have to learn a little in the morning, a little at night, but in the morning it has to be at night and then by morning, and then at night it has to be right before night and then by night again. Tzarech shiyim seyoyim. So said the Netziv, maybe that's pshat in the Mechilta, why the Mechilta said shnei prokim. It's because perik echad ba'layla, right, fartugs, and then perik echad ba'yoyim, as soon as the sun rises. And then again in the evening, it's going to be perik echad ba'yoyim, and then when the sun sets, it's going to be perik echad ba'layla. He said, it's the Bavli l'shitasai. The Bavli didn't bring this taich from Rabbi Yochanan. So like the Bavli, it's a little bit in the morning, a little bit by night. Zok the Bavli, perik echad shachas, perik echad ba'arfas. Oh, but Yeshleim, the Mechilta goes like the Yerushalmi. And if it learns like the Yerushalmi, that yoyim v'layla means sarach shiim, so yoyim v'layla, v'layla yoyim. Oh, if that's the case, it has to be two prok. Has to be two prokim. That's the shnei prokim, the shachris, the shnei prokim, the arvis. These are two sinais. I mean, sinais of all sinais that were neschavnu, the davar echad, the divrei pi chachamim chen.